Hello, beautiful people. It is the new moon, and I had planned to record this episode yesterday, and instead of recording, I went to sleep at like 7 p.m. and slept for 12 hours, and it felt so good. Yeah, so it is a new moon in Libra. And Mercury's still retrograde. I haven't really checked. I think there may be some other planets still retrograde as well, and some that may be there longer. But Mercury is the one that comes up because it's the one that we tend to assume is why we're having communication issues. Or, yeah, it is the one that comes up the most when things are going wrong in our reality, or it feels like going wrong. So I've definitely had my share of retro moments this past week. It was my first week, I guess second week technically, at my new job. It's going by quickly. I am, you know, making those early mistakes and, yeah, getting a lot of practice with like, how can I take care of myself under pressure? I haven't quite gotten a routine down yet, and I haven't quite got myself organized yet. And then I'm responsible for organizing things for other people. So it's important that maybe you hear this, like if you are listening to a lot of other content related to the astrology of this time, or, you know, tarot readings and other, you know, podcasts like this one, right? Where we kind of do check-ins on the full and new moon, mainly, you might be hearing this message about balance, right? Finding balance. Oh, also, I hope y'all had a happy equinox. On equinox, I guess that was Friday. Yeah, I took a little walk, and that was my celebration. Getting out from behind my screen, from where I've been doing all this unrelated work. And yeah, I do feel like balance is a very obvious one. We're in Libra season. We think of Libra and we think of the Justice card. So if you hear people saying, oh, it's Justice season, that's what that means, right? So I do think about the scales. I do think about the balance that we can strike here, or that may be a challenge for us to strike. With me, that is definitely relevant. I have so much going on, and I want to really show up with my best work and my best content. And I also really need to relax. I need to rest so that I can actually do that. But I don't know if y'all are having feeling that tension between doing and being. Because that's what it feels like for me. There's tension between doing and being. Like, in some ways, I think I'm putting my energy too much into things where I need to be just being, and doing too much, but it's not the things that are necessarily going to help me be effective, right? I spend a lot of energy worried about, like, how I'm coming off, how my interactions are being perceived from the other side. The other party. And so that's one place where I'm like, okay, I need to strike a balance, but also need to have some boundaries with myself, right? When you look at the Justice card, Lady Justice is sitting there also with the scale. She's holding the sword. And that is the tool, right? That's our tool for boundaries, for drawing a line in the sand of where, you know, what we're available for and what we're not. So that is something I'm also, I feel like this past year I had this masterclass in boundaries, in, oh, here's where I have to draw the line. Here's where I have to, you know, with other people at least, here's where I have to, yeah, in some cases even cut ties, like totally, separate myself. But now I'm coming to that with boundaries with myself, around things like work, but also things like food, caffeine, you know, other things that I consume to enhance my life, but actually it ends up being more of an addiction, or more of like, I'm sure there's a better word than the word crutch, but yeah, sometimes it ends up being something I lean on that is a maladaptive coping mechanism. So yeah, I'm now in a space of figuring out and sticking to boundaries with myself. You might can hear that it's raining, and it is, I'm also laying in my bed to record this, which I was cutting down on doing any kind of work from my bed because I realized it was really bad sleep hygiene. But I'm very tired today, and excuse me, I feel rejuvenated after sleeping for 12 hours, but if I'm able to sleep that long, that's also telling me that I haven't been resting well for the rest of the week. So, you know, there's a call there for balance and boundaries as well. And I just want to also mention, like, I guess because it's coming through, maybe somebody else is thinking about boundaries and what they mean. It's like, I think too, a piece that we can easily forget is that someone sets a boundary with us because they want our connection to work out, right? They want to keep you in their lives. So this isn't just about boundaries with yourself or telling other people what your boundaries are, which in the past, I feel like I learned to be good at that. But then you also have to listen to what, you know, what boundaries they have and actually respect them. And that doesn't mean that it's always easy. It's usually not easy. That's why we can be quite avoidant on the topic. But anyway, let's look at the spread. I went ahead and pulled a spread out, and I used this format that I like, that you can find for free on Patreon if you're not already on there. We're using the Fountain Tarot, and the spread is the Roots and Soil. So we have a clear picture here. It's like a snapshot of the present moment. With the what's going on, what we're coming out of, what we're moving into, and what's this? Yeah, what's here on the surface and what's buried underneath that we may not see otherwise. And then I pulled three cards for advice because they just kept coming. Like, there's advice here available. Okay. We're moving out of Two of Cups reversed. Yeah, I mean, I think Two of Cups in general, I think of as a place of harmony with the self or with another person, where things are, I don't want to say they're easy, but you're just on the same page, right? Like, all parts of yourself being on the same page. And as a reversal and as something that we're leaving behind, we're really not leaving it behind. It's still here. It's still something that we have kind of worked through or
learned through, evolved through. But I just get this sense that it's going to come back up, right? Like I get the sense that there's going to be more work to do here, but for now, there's just more pressing things happening. So, in the moment, we have on the surface, we have Five of Cups reversed. We have Page of Wands reversed as the stem, right? The visible current moment. And then underneath, we have the Knight of Coins. So at the root here, Knight of Coins, this is what I would say is like us moving forward, maybe not at the pace that we want, but we're moving forward in our material reality. And when we're moving forward or making progress in a way in our material reality, there's all this other stuff that it might feel like baggage coming along with, right? Because what is moving forward, right? We can only really define that for ourselves, but I would say for me, it's like, okay, getting a job, getting to use my degree, making more money, right? Like that is that's something in my material reality that like other people can see it. It's tangible. But what's not necessarily seen is all of the internal and less tangible pieces that go along with it. Five of Cups reversed and Page of Wands reversed. I'm not totally sure here what they may mean for you. I just remembered though that not last night when I slept 12 hours, but the night before I had this dream where, I just remembered last night's dream. Okay. The night before I had a dream where I was like moving and I had all these small suitcases full of stuff. And it was just like, why am I doing this? Why are we doing this in a way that's like not effective? Or it is effective, but like, why am I doing everything the hard way is basically, why is there all this baggage and all this stuff to sort through? Like I thought this was the thing I needed. And last night, trigger warning, because it's a little bit of a nightmare. It's like, I've noticed myself being triggered more about my particular, my fear, which is that something bad will happen to my child. That is like that is the thing that's always kind of present for me. And I had a dream last night that I was in a store in New York City and some parents came in with two kids and they wandered out of the store while they were still paying. I think I might have even been the cashier in this dream, but I wasn't really able to help. But anyway, the kids left the store while they were paying. The parents weren't really paying attention. And they were hit by a car. Like that was the dream. And I was unable to move. I was unable to do anything. Yeah. So I don't know. Like sometimes I'll say with dreams, it's like sometimes I can see very clearly at least a part of it where it's like, okay, this is a manifestation of a real fear that I have. However, if you've ever worked a dream with me, you know that no dream is just meaning one thing or even two things. It's there's layers and layers of what these kind of things mean for us. Even the small dreams, right? The dreams that feel just like a regurgitation of our fears or our day, there's still something else there because it's you communicating with you. So, and maybe other entities as well, sometimes communicating with you. But anyway, coming back to this Two of Cups reversed that's in the past, I think that is about, in some ways, self-compassion and self-communication, right? So this Page of Wands reversed and this Five of Cups reversed here. I think I have a lot of, just personally, I have a lot of old stuff, old baggage, fears. You know, I have like a library internally of horror stories of why things can't work out. And I know I'm not the only person that has that to rely on. But yeah, that all of that comes to visit, right? Anytime something good is happening, that is available. Or when things are just quote unquote normal and there's nothing especially amazing happening or bad, right? A lot of times if you have trauma, it's a protective thing where we can sort of take in information and assume worse than it actually is. Like assuming feedback is an example. Okay, it's really important to get feedback, like as a writer and as a worker. I totally need it. I need it to get better. And I want it for that reason. However, sometimes internally when I get feedback, I fear that it's like one of many clues that like I'm actually dumb or I like actually can't do what's needed or I'm going to get fired, right? Like I get this whole scene basically of like, okay, everything's going to fall apart because of this one mistake. So I don't know. That is one of the things that I'm contending with at this moment. Page of Wands reversed. It's like, okay, brand new at something or pretty new at something. There's no reason to pretend like you're not new at it. There's no reason to, you know, expect more of yourself than other people expect, right? Just doing your best is enough. And even when doing your best isn't enough, it's like beating yourself up about it has literally never worked. It's never worked. If it worked, it would be, you know, it wouldn't be such a psychic weight because it would just have done its job and you'd get to move on. Okay, we're moving into Five of Wands. And this is a toughie, right? Because Five of Wands is one of those cards where it's like different people's visions, different people's ideas are competing. And we don't know in the Five of Wands, we don't always know what other people are thinking or what their motivations are. And so, yeah, moving into that energy, I was like, okay, I'm going to pull some advice cards because I don't want to just leave us with like, okay, we're moving into this difficult card. You know, we have retrograde left, right? And then the next time we meet here in this virtual space, it's going to be eclipse season, babes. So there's really, it's no surprise, just feeling the energy of this time, that that's what's here. But what I'm hearing is like, rise to the occasion. Like, don't let it shrink you or having any sort of opposition. Like, don't let that make you, yeah, feel small or bad. You actually are meant to be in this fight. If you weren't, you wouldn't be invited. But in this case, yeah. Okay. Six of Swords reversed, Two of Coins reversed, and the King of Cups. So ultimately, we have to come back to that well of compassion, King of Cups. Not only for yourself, but for other people and their insecurities, their shortcomings, the reason that people can treat you in a way that doesn't feel good a lot of times. It has to do with them. It has to do with their own insecurities. I know this is cliche and like we know this, but yeah, King of Cups here is just like, remember the human. Isn't that like the tagline for Reddit? Yeah, remember the human, remember, you know, that they have a rich inner world, right? That people are complex. We don't know all the information about why they behave the way they do. And we also want to remember that about ourselves as well. Two of coins and the Six of Swords, both reversed. These two clues, it's like sometimes you just have to drop it, right? Sometimes you have to remember you're just not going to get the, in the moment, the validation that you want. You're not going to get the good job that you may want. And I don't even hear that this is coming from like something in the, on earth or mundane, but I mean, even in your workings, okay, if you're doing magical workings at this time, which that makes sense. It's a new moon. You know, you might be trying to manifest or do something. I would say right now, I'm not trying to manifest anything. I'm trying to hang in there myself. But if you don't see progress right away, don't start doubting your own belief systems. Don't totally, you know, think, oh, well, my magic just isn't real. My magic isn't real because this one thing I'm trying to do isn't coming out the way that I expected. Yeah, don't do that. Let me see. I haven't used this deck in a while, but Six of Swords too, it's like, please, it's in a reversal, and I just keep hearing with it, like, don't live in the past, right? Like, if you've made amends or if you've tried to make amends, I know we're in a retrograde period, and that means a lot of reflection and review. There's a really big difference between reflection and living in the past. And the difference is when you're living in the past, you are able to and may choose to emotionally go back there and be there in the past, right? Like emotionally, mentally. Don't do that, okay? Six of Swords here is like, okay, you can reflect, you can review, you can look at things and see how you can do better. Like, where's the lesson without emotionally returning to that place? And depending on where you'd be returning, this is so not, that's not a safe practice, right? It is safe to review. It is safe to look back, right? But if we're emotionally re-entering things, past situations that were traumatizing, or even when we hurt other people, you know, that's not a character we want to embody. That's really the difference, right? If you're in the present, if you're here now and journaling or whatever to reflect, great, you know, that's a good thing. And that's something that maybe more of us should do. However, I'm hearing now and just more often I do hear of totally re-entering, right? This is like the opposite of disassociating too, which is also not a great idea. However, sometimes disassociation is like a gift, right? Protecting us. But yeah, we want to be present now in the moment where we have all of our tools and just remembering this Knight of Coins underneath, right? Even though there's all this other information, there's all these other emotional, I would almost even say spiritual, right? Like there's this tension with our, there's tension that's not just emotional or mental here. Just seeing all these wands, seeing these wands in positions right? In the reverse position, there is this feeling of going really fast. And I think that might be a big piece of it too, where there's like all this stuff happening fast, but underneath it's like, okay, but can I look at the big picture? Can I like take a breath and realize that though all these things are moving fast, I do still, I can at least come back to what I can sense in this moment. I can be present in this moment, regardless of how fast everything is going. And that's what I see with the Knight of Coins. The Knight of Coins is almost like standing still while these things are happening. And that is sort of the energy that I think we're meant to come back to, sort of as this reminder, like, okay, this is who we are at the core. This is who I am at the root. And all of this other stuff, I'm not saying it's not important. It's, you know, relevant for the day or the week or the month. But it is not an enduring piece of who I am. And just cultivating daily that, you know, the feedback we get, the arguments we get into, the conversations that we're having, whether they're comfortable, difficult, or they're fun, whatever, those things all sort of, they change, they shift. They're just not enduring pieces of ourselves. They're not who we actually are, right? So that's really the message here of like, yeah, sure, we're in justice season, finding our balance, finding space for ourselves, carving out, in some cases, time for ourselves, which may feel a little impossible, but is important. I think that's it. That's my little short reading from the fountain. I feel like I had some updates that, I don't know. I'm just really busy myself. I feel like I'm telling on myself with this reading that there's a lot in here that's me. But a lot of times when I do give a reading like this, people come out of the woodwork saying, oh, that also really resonated with me. So good. And also, I'm sorry a little bit because it's a little bit stressful. What else was I going to say? I think, yeah, just this time, this retrograde time, this week in particular, I just realized how I have jumped into a totally different reality, and it is what I wanted. However, I do feel that tension between like this, right? These projects of, I think in my last transmission like this, I was even talking about a new project I was doing with a friend, a creative project, sync support desk, and I want to do it. However, I've realized that like my new full-time job is indeed a full-time job. Like I have to study for it. I have to learn a lot and brush up on old skills that I haven't used in a while. And I have to really show up and use my mind in a way I haven't in a long time. I'm used to using my intuitive mind. I'm used to using in a lot of ways, my survival mind. So like worrying about and putting my energy towards like, will I have enough money this month to like buy groceries and pay my bills? Right. So that's not the mind I'm using anymore. I'm using a totally different area of my brain that is about strategizing for nonprofit organizations, that is about how do I write the best
search engine optimized content for our clients. You know, I'm doing something totally different, and I'm really grateful to get out of the survival-based mind, because that is a very stressful place to be. And I have been here for at least 4 or 5 years, if I'm being honest with myself. However, this new way that I'm using my mind is it's different, and it is stressful in a totally different way, because I feel a lot of pressure to, you know, show up with perfection, which is not even what's expected of me. But because I'm the newest person on the team and I just really want to do a good job, I put more stress on myself than my boss ever could, honestly. But yeah, I'm really excited for the switch, but timeline jumping works. Like, it, I totally jumped into a new job, into a new tax bracket, into a totally different daily routine. And I get the sense that, like, part of what makes this hard is that it was so many changes at once, and I really did not expect this. I didn't expect it. I had a friend tell me about some freelancing opportunities at their work, and so I jumped at it. Because the app I was working for, they've chosen to change their pay structure, so I'm not going to do readings for them anymore, because I can't get guaranteed pay. So I'm not going to give them any of my energy for that. Like, what? Yeah. So when there was that freelancing opportunity, I was like, okay, definitely interested. And now, they liked my work enough to where I got hired full time. And so that's what happened. And, yeah, I might have mentioned this in the last transmission, if I did, and it's repeat info. Sorry about that. But yeah, so that's the thing. It's like, I am so happy that this modality works. It really does work. That's the thing. Because every time I have really worked with it, used it for myself, yeah, things happen. Like, my external reality starts communicating with me in the way that I have chosen to transmit a different frequency, right? So, cool. And now it's like, okay, it worked so well. When am I going to even have time to facilitate for other people? Yeah, so right now we have on the Patreon, I think I've done it for 3 months now on the Patreon. So there's 3 different recordings that you can use if you want to jump into a new timeline. Yeah. Just remember, don't jump from a place of total desperation. There've been times in my life, like looking back, if I'd known about this modality and tried to jump, it probably wouldn't have been good for me, because I wasn't secure enough, like, in myself, honestly. But now I need to be writing a Patreon post specifically about, like, when is it time to jump? Because I think there are some pretty obvious signs, but one sign is just like, you really want to jump. You feel like you want a totally different, just want to make a different choice. Like, you want a new path to appear, because that is absolutely what happened for me. A new path appeared, and in part because I was saying and feeling like, okay, I love tarot. I love timeline jumping. I love all of this work, and it is so much work, and I don't want this thing I love to be tied so intrinsically with my income anymore. I want a different source of income so that I can be a little more free with this stuff, you know? So I can host a giveaway and give away a free hour-long reading, and it's not gonna, like, you know, put me, like, behind on bills. Excuse me. But I feel a little bit like I made this deal with a genie, because now I have this full-time job, and I think this is just the beginning, and so I will get to a point where I'm able to really give readings again and do personal timeline jumps again. But for now, the Patreon is where you can get your, you can jump with me in that space. I host one every month. We just come together, timeline jump. It's usually about 30 to 45 minutes. This last one, I don't think I told people about enough because nobody came, but that was fine because I just recorded it and it is up on the Patreon whenever you want to use it. It's there for you. What else was I going to say? Okay. Next month, October, I guess it's already almost here. In October, I'm gonna learn if I got the grant for the little free medicine cabinet. I really hope I did. If I didn't, I'm still gonna create one because now I'm getting paid a living wage, which is amazing. And I'll be able to, I think, pretty easily afford that myself. But in case I get it, I think the grant is for $4,000, which is a lot of money to me still. So if I get $4,000 to build it, I'm gonna probably just order the cabinet instead of trying to build it myself, and then we'll have little free medicine cabinet even faster. So yeah, I hope that happens. I can't wait. Just coming back to the reading, if you have a deck, the card that I would like, or just that I'm hearing that we could work with, is the Knight of Coins. Maybe that's just me. If another card stuck out to you, if you want to hang with the Justice card, because it is Justice season, you can do so. That is a helpful card. I will say, though, that Justice, and this is something I try to bring up when Justice comes up in a real way, right? Or I'm doing like a birthday card reading or something. If your life card is Justice or Strength, I think it's important to know that the original, organization, yeah, the original number for Justice was number 8, and Strength was key 11, and then those were swapped by Aleister Crowley, so that they would line up in a way that made sense to him, like, astrologically. Because Strength goes more with Leo, with the heart, and Justice goes more with Libra, with the scales and the balancing, right? So I think some older decks, or just some decks, choose to use the old system, which I totally respect that. But since Justice is coming up, I get the sense that for some people, Strength is also relevant, you know, because of that swap. So that's just something to think about, something to know. And yeah, I think that's it. When talking about Justice, right? I've mentioned this concept before about teacher cards, which I've learned from Mary Kay Greer, who's one of the grandmothers of tarot, at least modern tarot, like the way that we read it. The teacher card for justice is High Priestess, meaning that when you add 11, like 1 plus 1, it equals 2. So, you know, this is just another way to think about the cards, like what can help us through a justice time, right? What can help us through the invitation of justice? High Priestess, right? Getting inward, tapping in with the self, going deep, deep within, is where you'll get insight on how to proceed. And I do feel that. Even just going to sleep last night for a long time, you know, like I feel that really helped me, recenter, reset, and yeah, come back to myself. And from this place, I'm a little, any invitation I get, I'm like, okay, you know, I'm rested. I have that base of nourishment and sleep. All right. I hope this finds you well. Have a great new moon. If you're not sure what to do, you can always just do nothing. I think that acknowledging the moon, talking to the moon, that is great. That's fine. You don't have to do anything elaborate. Yeah. Have a good one. Bye, y'all.
I'm Naomi, and this is the Sleepy House Healing Podcast.